I got it. That's good. Let's go ahead. You don't have to think. Okay. Figured it out. Okay, we all had this chus to hear the Minchas Asher, to hear Rav Asher Weiss give us words of chizik yesterday. I really want to just continue on the chizik that he was giving, continue on that same yisoid. We've been going through an extremely, extremely tough time. We've been going through a tough time in my lifetime, and I'm only 33 years old, but I don't recall from what I know a tougher time for Yidden globally than what we're going through right now. To be both here in Chutz Laretz, with the tremendous devastation of Hurricane Sandy. And each time I think I understand how terrible it was, I'm reminded by people or by things that I see that I have no understanding. Each time I think, I think I understand, okay, what was damaged and people who lost what they lost and have a little bit of a grasp of how devastating it was. Each time I think I'm getting there, I'm reminded, I bump into a friend this past Matzei Shabbos who's out of their house, their entire house was ravaged, and explaining to me many of their friends that insurance already is saying they're not going to pay, and people who mamish, and you see every single night here still, where how many weeks later, still every night people coming who have nowhere to eat and coming for meals. And this past Sunday I drove to my grandparents' house in Bell Harbor, and the drive there and seeing the devastation in Bell Harbor, as Rabbi Solengutten could tell you a lot more than I can, but even just the drive there and going through on the way through for Rockaway, you drive through the Rockaways and you're going through pretty downtrodden neighborhood to get to Bell Harbor to begin with, but and a non-Jewish neighborhood, but to see the lines of people at every church or community center, lined blocks long, standing in line for a little bit of food, for some clothing. One thing to have lines for guests, this was lines for just food, and you see the children in lines with parents. It's mamish. This is past Sunday. So hard. And then to think also simultaneously what's going on in Eretz Yisrael and the daily attacks in Eretz Yisrael and everything that's going on with our brothers in Eretz Yisrael. I don't remember ever a time in our history to have such times of tsaros that are simultaneously occurring both to us here in Chutz Laretz as well in Eretz Yisrael. We've been through a lot in Chutz Laretz. They've been difficult times. We were through September 11th. And we went through difficult times here in Chutz Laretz and other times, obviously, in our history. And in Eretz Yisrael, there have been very difficult times. But to remember a time where simultaneously, when our guv is here and our heart is always in Eretz Yisrael, and to be able to deal and been going through such tsaros in both places. And the question is, are we really doing enough for that? Are we davening well enough? Are we enhancing our tefillos well enough for the tzaras of our brothers and sisters, both here and in Eretz Yisrael? I was very taken aback the other day. I was in a shul, and in that shul, at one point in davening, someone got up and said, "Okay, we're going to say a kapitul tilim for the situation in Eretz Yisrael." And they said a kapitul tilim, and some people would argue that's very beautiful and very wonderful. But I was looking around in this shul. And first of all, the one leading the Tehillim, it was with no emotion, it was just saying words. And I looked around, I didn't see one tear in the entire shul, in the entire kehillah. I didn't see one person davening ba'amkus halev with closed eyes or with a little hargasha and a little emotion. It's basically, we're going to say our token extra Tehillim at the end of davening, because that's what we're supposed to do. Was there any kavanas halev? Was there any hargasha of what's going on? It looked like none, if minimal, if any. These are not the tefillos the Ribbono Shel is waiting for. The Ribbono Shel wants us to feel, wants us to understand, wants us to be with those who are in need. And then the tefillos should spurt forth from that. We have to feel the pain of others. We have to understand that there are people that are desperately in need. We have to feel what it is, to some degree, to be in Eretz Yisrael these days. And even in Yerushalayim today, there are air raid sirens, and to have to run into a shelter and fear for one's life. And then our tefillahs can be meaningful. I heard years ago from a chaverman, Rabbi Yechiel Weberman, as you all know, beautiful Torah from this past week's Sedra. You know, the Pasuk says in Parashas Toldos, Vayhi ki zaken Yitzchak vatichena einav meros. When Yitzchak was older and his eyes were dimmed of seeing, we know that Yitzchak was very, very, he was basically blind. So one of the pshat, the famous pshat in Rashi, quoting the Medrash, where did he lose his eyesight? Davar acher, kishenekar al gabi mizbeach. When he was bound on the mizbeach, when he was bound by Akedas Yitzchak, vayaviv rotzu l'shachto, and his father wanted to shecht him. Ba'osu shah niftuchu ha-shamayim. At that moment, the shamayim opened up. And the Malachi Asharis, the angels in heaven, started crying. V'yordu dimoseim, and their tears fell down. V'nafla einav l'ficha ko einav, and they fell on his eyes, and therefore his eyes were dimmed. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum asks, why do we see this lashon? Why do we see niftuchu hashamayim? Seems to be that at first the Malachim weren't aware or weren't so moved. And only once Nivtuchu HaShemayim, the heavens opened up, and then V'roh Malchesher, then they saw V'yaboichim, and they were crying. So he says a very beautiful idea. He says because the angels up in heaven, they're within the mindset of the Rabbi Nishalayim, and they understand Kuma Dovid Rachman Latavavid, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for a rhyme and reason, and it's for good. Kuma Dovid Rachman Latavavid. And they're able, therefore, to understand the grand plan. And they're able to say that when what appears to be in this world saras, what appears to be difficult in this world, what appears very bad, is really actually very good. Kol ma'adav rechman al tavavid. Therefore, there's nothing to cry for. There's no reason to cry. There's no reason to cry out. Kol ma'adav rechman al tavavid. It's like a famous mashal. You know, a guy has a very important business meeting in the Chvesnish in Europe, and he has to get up early to get to his flight, and there's a crazy accident in Van Wyck, and he can't get there. You know the story, right? It's been told many times in different variations. And he misses his flight, and he's going to lose millions of dollars, and he's all upset. It's a whole year he's been working on this, and moments later, the plane crashes. So he sees that what seemed really, really bad, he was able to see the grand plan. We're generally not able to. We don't see that. So things in this world appear as saras. So the angels up in heaven, they see and understand the full picture. They're up with their bonus shalom. So generally, they're not crying. But niftuchu hashamayim, only once niftuchu hashamayim, the heaven was open, and they were able to then. And what happened at that point? Then they saw. What did it mean they saw? They saw what we feel. They understood what it appears like in this world. They understood the moment. Then they were crying. And that was important. And that's important in the same way for us. Halavai, the reason why we don't feel for others in such difficult times as today, halavai it should be because we have such emunah, and we are such ma'aminim that we say everything, we see the grand plan, and it's all min hashamayim. Halavai, that should be the reason. Unfortunately, I don't think that's true. Unfortunately, it's either some of us are just very selfish individuals, and we're so into ourselves, and if it's not about us, and if it's not about, we're not pained in that moment, so we can't feel others. Some of us, it could be just we live in a society where society that we live in is so embarrassed to show feelings and to feel anything. We're taught in our society to be so closed and not to cry, and we should be ashamed to cry. And everything in life is public and nothing is for ourselves, and therefore there's no emotions within. Everything's on the exterior. We live in a world full of chitzonius and lacking panemios. And to feel and to have our gajas alev means we have to have a lot of panemios. And we're so void of that from the society we live in. Whatever the reason might be, halavai it should be because we're like the malachim. And unfortunately, I don't think that's true. And we have to learn to feel. We have to learn to feel the pain that's going on. In this world, there is real pain. There's tsaras. And we have to feel that pain. Because only if we feel that pain, will then we daven properly. Only if we feel the loss, will we daven properly, which the Rabbonu Shalom is misave. Rabbonu Shalom wants from us. You know what it is to feel for others? Let me read you one story. Yesterday, after Rav Asher Weiss spoke to us and said a beautiful story and beautiful Torahs, I handed him a copy of the story he happened to have with me yesterday. Handed him a copy of the story, because I planned on yesterday was Monday. We were supposed to have Monday Musar, but we switched things around. So I had a copy of this yesterday, and It was so much in what he was saying and what we're saying today. It's a famous story. You probably knew it already, but maybe a reminder if you wanted to use it for chizik. And probably most of you have heard this before, but I'll read it because it's written so beautifully. It's one page. A man once came to the holy Rav Yitzchak Vorker and cried, "Rebbe, I'm mamish desperate. My child is so sick, he may even, God forbid, be dying. Rebbe, I'm begging you, please pray for my son to get well." The Vorker sat very still. He closed his holy eyes and rocked back and forth for a while. Then he looked at the Yidola and said sadly, "I'm so sorry to tell you, but all the gates of heaven are closed so tightly, there's nothing I can do to open them. You might as well go home." The father buried his head in his hands and began to sob. But what could he do? He climbed back onto his wagon and started on his way home, crying the whole time. He'd been traveling for about a half an hour when suddenly he heard the sound of another wagon chasing after him. He turned around. It was the holy Vorker himself. The Rebbe pulled up beside the Yidola. "Stop your wagon here," he said. "I have something to say to you." They reined in their horses. The Vorker helped the father down from his wagon, and they sat together in the grass by the side of the road. The Rebbe pulled up beside... "After you left," Rebbe Yitzchak went on, "I couldn't stop thinking about you and your son. You seemed so sad, and mamish broke my heart. And then I realized, I may not be able to help your boy, but at least I can cry with you." And the Vorker put his arm around the Yidola, bowed his holy head, and began to sob from the deepest depths of his heart. To his surprise, the father realized that the Rebbe was crying harder for his son than he himself had ever cried for anything in his whole life. So he started sobbing even more. The two men sat crying together for a long time. Suddenly, the Rebbe lifted his head, wiped away his tears, and smiled. Then he laughed out loud. "Do you by any chance have some wine in your wagon?" he asked the astonished father. "Yes, I do." "Then bring it fast," the Vorker said in a hearty voice. "We need a Seil Achayim." The Yidola had no idea what was going on, but he hurried to bring the wine in two glasses. The Vorker poured for both of them. "L'chaim, my friend, l'chaim." And the bewildered father echoed, "L'chaim." "I know you must think I'm crazy," the Rebbe went on, crying one minute, laughing the next, "but it happened so quickly, I just had to celebrate. It's mamish a miracle. A minute ago, thanks to our tears, the gate suddenly opened. Your son will live. L'chaim to life." Maybe that's what the Rebbe wants. Just sometimes, we just need to cry with others. We need to feel the pain of others. And once we cry with others, then the gates are open to our tefillos. Once we feel the pain of others, then tefillah is meaningful. It's not just something we do because we're supposed to. You know, all these parshios, we read about the imos, which were all akaros, were all barren. They couldn't have children. And we know the famous chazal, why were the imos barren? Shemitz ave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tefillos and shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tefillos. So he makes us that there are their chisronos. There's lacking, so we should feel pain and feel suffering, because only then will we daven properly. And when we daven, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Hashem wants. And then He'll bring Ula and Yeshua. And we're those same tzaddikim, hopefully. We're the imos that are barren right now. Our community is barren. Drive around the Makoimos, drive around Woodmere, and drive around Farakwe, and drive around Bell Harbor, and drive around Long Beach. All Yiddish neighborhoods that are barren, that are our karos. So we need a daven, but we can only daven once we feel, once we cry. Once we are like Rav Yitzchak Vorker. Once we cry, we can daven. That's why you ever say, every day we probably say a bracha bari nefashos. Say a bracha bari nefashos. What do you say, a bracha bari nefashos? Barei nefashos, rabos v'chesronon. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what? V'chesronon, for all the deficiencies we have in life. Thank you that I'm lacking. Thank you that I need. And the Torah says, yes, thank you. Because only when we feel the deficiencies, and we feel, then we'll feel that we need to call out to Hashem. Then we daven properly to Hashem. Then we connect to Hashem. We all know the famous explanation that's given by the Nachash. Right? That the Nachash, we know the klala of the Nachash, the curse of the Nachash. Part of the curse was that you live on your belly and you'll eat the dust of the land. So people ask, what do you mean a curse? You have everything in the world you need. You're good to go. You're satiated. I don't need to work for my food. I don't need to work for my sustenance. And the Torah says, then I don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't need to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we have difficult times, when we're living in such difficult times, we have to feel the pain of others. And then we have to daven. The Zohar says on Tehillim Kuf Beis, right away, Tehillim Kuf Beis, we should know, it's the word Tefillah Ani. Tefillah Ani, we should know it because it's been turned into a song at least, even if we don't say Tehillim. Tefillah Ani, the Zohar says in those words, Vida Tziloisa de Kadmis L'chol HaTefillos Ba'olam. This is the first tefillah of all tefillahs, meaning it comes before other tefillahs. What does he mean? Tefillah ani. When we feel impoverished, that's a real tefillah. That's tefillahs kaidim all other tefillahs. When we feel that we're lacking, when we feel that we're missing, when we feel the pain and suffering that's going on in this world. So alavai, we should take this as a chizik to ourselves. All the pain and suffering that's going on in this world, all the pain and suffering here in Chutz Laaretz, all the pain and suffering in Eretz Yisrael, is there that we should feel, that we should have a gashas, that if we, that at least like Rav Yitzchak Vorker, we should cry with those Yidden and feel the pain and feel the suffering, and then we'll be ready to daven. Then we'll be ready to daven properly. And when we daven properly, we'll connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what He wants from us. And then He'll bring Geula, and He'll bring Yeshua, and He'll bring us to a time when we're B'simcha Rabba, that this is our avoda, Chevra. Yes, our avoda is to continue to learn. Yes, our avoda to mitzvahs, but our tefillahs should be elevated during these times. Are we davening? Our Shemone Esrei is longer, our Yerushalayim is longer, our tefillahs to Shema Kaleinu is longer. Are we really davening? Or are we just adding our token to Hillim? We say, I add my token to Hillim. I'm Yoytze Zayin. Who's that for? Is that for those in need or is that for myself? Halavai, we should have the Argosha. We should daven properly. That's Chus. We should have Gula, Shlema, with Mashiach, Zidkenu, Mimhera, V'yamenu.